This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Zach Dykewald. He's the founder of the Young China Group. His website is youngchinagroup.com. And we're getting up to date on China. You know, when we think about this massive society where hundreds of millions of people are young people, I mean, what do you say, 700 million people are under the age of 40, I can't help but think that it's tough to keep them reined in when you have an event like the World Cup in Qatar and inability to control social media, and the whole young world is vibrating with enthusiasm. Does this future of China, this young, energetic, educated, outward-looking generation, are they experiencing a little fear of missing out? I mean, how's FOMO and the future leaders of China working together?
So the World Cup played a role. If you remember, the protests were in the middle of the World Cup. And those protests were the worst we'd seen since Tiananmen. They weren't the same as Tiananmen in 1989. Far different government reaction and asking for something different. So it's a comparison that's worthwhile in terms of scale, but maybe not in terms of desired outcome. But the World Cup was tough because everyone in China was still in lockdown or in inconsistent lockdowns. I don't want to give you the impression that everyone was locked down all at once. So when people were streaming these games and no one was wearing masks and people were out there, you know, hugging their neighbor, it became an issue in China. They actually tried to zoom in on the games in the actual shot so they couldn't see people in the crowd laughing, hugging, and carrying on. So that certainly lent into this feeling that we have this oppressive and bad policy right now. It's no longer keeping us safe, because the policy at the beginning, you know, in mid-2020 was actually quite popular. And then that popularity eroded big time as the years went on.
Well, and it shined a light on what could be seen as incompetence by their government and corruption by their government and botched communication by their government and lack of transparency by their government, which I think the government is working very hard to maintain its image and its support. So that's a crisis for the government, I would think.
No doubt about it. And that was also leading up into the Party Congress in China. So we don't think about China as having elections, but popularity absolutely matters to leadership. And to make that point very quickly, in the United States, if we are upset with our leadership, we vote them out. But the system remains. In China, if you are upset with your leadership, there's no voting process to swap folks. You get rid of the government. And so the Chinese government pays extraordinarily careful attention to what people want. And there's an enormous burden on the government to not just be right, but to be popular. And so you're exactly right, Rick, in that it wasn't just a crisis of policy. It was a crisis of popularity, which is why we've seen such a hard and abrupt pivot post-protests to try to offer hope and optimism to the population once again.
So the stakes are much higher when it considers a dissatisfied public and you don't have an electorate, I guess, in China, but an unhappy public. You don't just throw out the bums, you throw out the whole system.